Into our second hour. First hour was nice. Back-to-back interviews. Really good interviews, too. I am Jim Rome. This show is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. 1-800-636-8686. All right, then. So as I mentioned, I am going on vacation. This is my last show of this week, obviously, and then I'm off next week. I'm not doing that to throw that in your face, but I'm getting a lot of reaction on Twitter and email, people talking about my vacation. So I reset that because a lot of you are talking about my vacation. At Mock Moda tweets, "No! Rome's Peloton, upon learning he's going to the land of cheese curds, ranch dressing shots, and mac and cheese pizza."
There's
something to that. All right, so I'm not going to the land of mac and cheese pizza. That's Madison. We're not going to Madison. We're going to Eagle River. But this is true, and I've been doing the best I can to cut weight this week because I know I will gain weight next week. So there is something to that. My Peloton will look at me and say, "No!
No!"
At Stucknut tweets, "Get away Friday. Front-loaded show. Plenty of time for shenanigans." You're right, Steve-O. Middle of the show is wide ass open. Plenty of time for shenanigans. Hey, bring it to me, Nut. What do you got? What kind of shenanigans you got for me today, Nut? You're right. It is wide open. All right, so something else. This has jumped the day yet again. Remember earlier this week, Curtis in Morro Bay called up and was talking about being in Big Sur. And he and his girlfriend and his kid were on a raft floating down a river. They got into trouble, and actually they were in a desperate situation. So what they did was they put a note or a message in a bottle, and it worked. Somebody found the bottle, and somebody rescued them. And I said, "Great story, Kurt, liar. What a bunch of bull crap that is. You must have something better to do than come on this show and lie out your ass." And then he emailed the next day and he said, "Hey, listen, Jim, I understand why you might be skeptical. And I know you wouldn't want somebody to tell a story like that on the air if it weren't true, but it is true." And he submitted video of his girlfriend being airlifted out of there. If you're watching on CBS Sports Network right now, we're rolling that video. So there's actual video. But then I thought I caught him in a lie. He said that they came and got us at 12:30 at night. Well, I'm watching the video, and the video is in broad daylight. I'm like, "Hey, man, I don't know where you got that video from, but how do I know it's you? And there is a inconsistency in your story. You're still a liar." He said, "No, what happened was they came at 12:30. It was too dangerous. They let us know that they knew we were there, and they would come back the next morning." All right, so that said, I said, "Well, maybe, possibly." And then I get a phone call yesterday from a guy, quote, "Search and rescue guy." Search and rescue guy is Chris in East Bay. Alvin, if you have a part of this, Chris in East Bay makes the point that I understand where a layperson might buy that story, but I'm in this game. I'm a search and rescue guy, and I'm going to call bullcrap on that.
I'm an outdoorsman. I'm outside all the time. I hike a lot. I'm thinking to myself, how's that guy's cell phone made it 36 hours without going dead? Maybe he's good like me. Maybe he carries an extra battery, but I don't know, man. I don't know. It seems that there's a lot of holes on the search side. If you're in a traumatic situation, wouldn't you remember every excruciating detail? Where was, you know, I had these great rescuers. My rescuer's name was Bob, and he was there, and they took care of us. They kept me warm. You know, they gave me food. Where was all that? There's just a giant 8-hour gap between, "Hey, we found you. See you tomorrow." I just don't see it.
Right, so that's pretty persuasive. Again, that's not just some guy reasoning or using logic to poke holes in the story. That's a guy who says, "I'm a search and rescue guy. We have a process, and the story does not add up." Fine, right? Except that same guy emailed me, Chris in the East Bay. The email today reads like this: "Dear Jim, this whole rescue was spinning around in my head all afternoon yesterday. The footage is hard to ignore. I watched the footage 20 more times. I did some research to figure this thing out. I have some new details that I think are relevant. I am happy to break down my change of opinion on this matter. I want to make this right before you get on vacation. Chris in the East Bay." You, I don't know, bro. Didn't you have your chance yesterday? But you've gone back. You went into your dark room. You went into your search and rescue dark room and you broke tape. And now you want to make it right. Yeah, I don't know, Chris. I mean, how many chances do you want? Hey, Chris, let me ask you this. If you say to me that you watched it 20 times and now you have different thoughts, you want to make it right, who's to say that when I go off the air and I go on vacation that you don't go back into your search and rescue dark room and watch it 20 more times and change your mind and I've got to come off vacation so you can, quote, set the record straight again? Come on, man. You're the pro. Why do you need two chances or three chances? Especially after throwing that layperson stuff around. 1-800-636-8686. People still want to know my take. All right, so do I believe him or not? It's a long, long con if he's making it up, right? I think he's enjoying the attention, but it would be a long con if this guy went to all that trouble. Dear Jim, I'm on the fence. I looked up the Arroyo Seco campground where Curtis and Morro Bay allegedly got choppered. And it turns out that campsite manager's name is Cindy. I saw it on a Yelp review. Coincidence? Or do we owe Curtis an apology? Like I said, if this guy went to that kind of trouble to get the name of the manager there and it's accurate, or maybe it's true, where do you come out? And we're talking free agency, which gets underway in about 48 hours. Lakers are all geeked on themselves. The Lakers are drunk. They're drunk on the Lakers. They feel like we got a shot now. We can get Kawhi. And if we don't get Kawhi, we can get Kyrie. Hey, why not both of them? While you're at it. Let's go to the phones. Oh, looky here. One of the guys that I was really eager to see the day of the smack-off. He did not place, but he's coming in right now. I got to get his thoughts. We go to Southfield. Jeff in Southfield. What's up, Jeff? How are you?
Thanks for the fine, Jim. Jim, I know the real reason Mark in Boston is so angry. Turns out, in response to Mark getting a tattoo on his arm of Jim Harbaugh, his wife tattooed her inner thigh with Chris Webber calling timeout. Hey, Wisconsin, you need to change your motto on Wisconsin to on our way to diabetes, Wisconsin, since you are. Jim, I'm glad it's on Wisconsin and not Wisconsin on, because whatever it was on would be crushed. Speaking of Wisconsin, Caleb in Green Bay showed courage last year when he dropped that joke on Michael Francis. I don't have the courage to tell mafia jokes, Jim. I'm afraid of being whacked. But then again, I might have the courage to if, like Caleb, I walked around in a 2-foot-thick, bulletproof vest of human blubber. Hey, Brad, you said people need to stop bitching and realize the smack-off is just a chili cook-off. Brad, it's not that they're bitching. They're just passionate about their chili. And I'm passionate when I tell you I don't like my chili being served with rancid, year-old meat. You know, Brad, that bit where you reminded Jim that Cablin Asian was talking junk about him on the internet, exactly how you reminded him last year? Might as well drop that one again next year, Brad. As long as that shot's falling, ride the hot hand, bro. Another ingredient I didn't care for was bum smack. You know, that topic that's not show fodder because it's for hacks who suck. Unless, of course, we're gathering the best of the best when it then becomes the winning ingredient. Jim, that combination of Ira Craig, Casper Mattress, and Freeway Underpass has occurred on Twitter so many times that Brad wasn't just beating a dead horse, he was beating a tube of Elmer's. Oh, and Brad, that tack on with the black guy smoking crack, funny stuff, Brad. You're hilarious. Lucky for you, Brad, the only one smoking crack were the judges of the cook-off. Just saying.
Wow, come on, Jeff. Come on, man. Hey, at least they care about their chili, right? Bro, you finished where you deserve to finish. Everybody does. You finished where you deserve to finish. Everybody does. You're still welcome to come on the program, man. You still crack me up. That call in part made me laugh. In other parts, didn't. But you're welcome to come on next year. Did he just say the only ones smoking crack were the judges of the cook-off? Come on, man. Bitter much? Jeff, were you at home eating American cheese? Come on, man. It's the big stage. You got to show up in a big way. You made a series of calls which were better off of that day. You got to show up with your best on the day of. Hey, I found this on the web for Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much, Siri. What I'm saying to you is, what do I think, Salvi? What do I get out of giving this thing to Brad every single year? Why would I do that? What's my benefit to that? What benefit do I derive out of, quote, letting Brad win every single year? I get no benefit from that because I have no agenda. You know why he wins every year? Because he's better than the rest of you every year. I'd have no problem giving it to somebody else, except the BIC won't let me because he's better every single year. Better than you, better than Rick, better than the Cablin Asian, better than Mike, better than the guys who didn't get on. He's just better. Smack off scoreboard, man. Look up at it and stop crying. Do better. How about that? Do better. You've got another shot. You've got a year. Pull it together. 1-800-636-8686. All right, when we come back, I want to talk about the Mets. This is why I need a vacation. Not because the job is hard, not because I got to get up early. I'm good with all that. I love the life. I love the job. I do need a vacation from the Mets, though. Summer is here, and so is this unbearably hot weather. Think about how much time we spend in the sun over the summer. Well, then we also spend a ton of time in our cars over the summer. You know how that heat can just drain the life right out of you? Imagine what it's doing to your car. Summer heat can be draining on your car's battery, even more so than the harsh winter months. Heat, more than cold, can shorten your battery's life. Rising temps can cause battery fluids to evaporate, leading to corrosion on cable clamps and terminals. You always want your car at its peak performance, so stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts right now. Have your battery tested for free. Free. If it needs replacing, the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts will help you find the exact superstar battery that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. To find a store near you, visit O'ReillyAuto.com. That's O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. Every day, O'ReillyAuto.com.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
This weekend, a couple of huge matchups highlighting a second week of Big Three action, along with full coverage of the PGA Tour at the Rocket Mortgage Classic in Motown. It all happens on CBS. Multiple topics right now. Let me read you this email. It's pretty good. I'm just reminded of something. I just saw a dude with a giant head walk through the studio. It's Friday. My man, the flight deck's here. Dude, you've been laying pretty low today. Normally, I'd leave with the fact that you're here. Deck, what's up? What's up, head? Watch your head, man. It's big. Flight deck rules. James Kelly, if you need him. Every Friday, he's coming back. Wait for it. James Kelly walking through this door in 3, 2, and 1. What's up, head? Still big, man. Good to see you. Love
Slider.
That guy.
You stink.
Oh, stink. It's the flight deck on a Friday. Normally, I start every Friday by saying two things. Friday's a good day because we have Alvy's iconic week that was, and we have the legendary flight deck. Damn, look, he's coming back again. Flight deck coming in 3, 2, and 1. What's up, head? Still big, man. Hope you're having a good day.
We're talking about our
flight deck's the best. My man's so dry. He's so good. I want to see if he comes back in again. At Ed in Santa Paula tweets, Jeff complaining while trying to throw shade is a weasel look. Yeah, like I said, you got what you deserve, Jeff. He still had some funny lines in that call. He's a funny dude. Good caller, funny guy. And he's welcome to come back on this show anytime he wants, including the day of next year's Smack Off. But the day of this year's Smack Off, he finished off the board. Wasn't good enough. At Hitman Canadian tweets, what's leaving faster? XR4TI staff? Or the quality of Jeff and Southfield's calls? The staff. Jeff is not far behind, but the staff right now. Speaking of staff, you know who rolled in yesterday? He texted me like right before he did it. My man KB. Kyle Brandt with a Cali run.
Ben Smack.
Out of nowhere. Good to get caught up with KB.
I had a ball.
I did too, KB. Hey, Jim. Jeff in Southfield has some decent material, but I liked it better when Mitch Hedberg did it. War Utah Hockey. Mike in Tampa. All right, one more long-form email. This references my vacation. Dear Rome family, we are very pleased that out of the infinite number of beautiful destinations that you could have afforded for your annual vacation, you chose the state of Wisconsin. Temperatures are currently in the high 90s with 140% humidity and violent thunderstorms leading to flash flooding. Upon your arrival at Wisconsin's only luxurious two-star motel, you will receive a gift bag containing a bratwurst, insulin, and four giant cans of mosquito repellent. We have arranged for you and your sons to attend an ice fishing curling camp while your wife enjoys a 9-hour visit to our highly touted butter churn and sewing wheel outlet stores. Adventure, vacationingly yours, the Wisconsin Visitors Bureau. Signed, Den Lesk's Jungle Travel Agent. That's pretty good. All right, back to the phones. Let's go to the Bay. Mike in the Bay. Great to have you. Mike, what's up?
What up, Pimp? Happy Friday.
You too, man. How you doing?
I think what I'm supposed to say is, Laker fan, feeling you. Like Brad, Jim, when I hear people talking about turtlenecks, I know it's time to swim in and crack some skulls. Jimmy, I'm glad I caught you before you jumped out of here. You know, I kind of miss those years when you would take vacation the week right after the smack-off, because back then, we all knew that meant a full week of whiny Mike and Indy calling in about how the smack-off was rigged. Did anybody else catch this dude droning on, crying in a soup on Stucknut's after show? Pool Doc, of all people, had to actually ask Mike if he was depressed. Jesus, Mikey, learn to take an L. It's Friday, Jim, which means it's time to get weird in the jungle. And weird is usually good, except when it's Bay Area weird. For example, seeing a white guy with dreads is pretty weird. But seeing a white guy in dreads carrying a briefcase, walking into the Twitter offices, that's what I call Bay Area weird, Jim. Or like when a grown ass man rides a bike to work, that's weird. But how about seeing a grown ass man rocking Tevas with white socks on a rainbow-colored Google bike? I call that Jeff from accounting. Jeff, I'm on the phone right now. Can you give me five? Jimmy, can you give me Curtis and Morrow Bay's number so I can get fake airlifted out of this town? Lastly, I just want to congratulate my boy Cody Bellinger on a starter nom for the All-Star game. What a stud. Remember those jokers in marketing down at the league office? Here you finally have a bona fide badass in the game, and all we hear on the national stage is crickets. Jimmy, the Dodgers are rolling. This guy's mashing, and the chicks are struggling to get onto the field so they can wrestle. What was Tim Corbin just talking about having kids on the field? He should be my dude. Will Chamberlain thinks this guy has too much sex appeal. War the abundance of fire crotch on Justin Turner's face. War Rich Flores putting out the 1906 fires. Out.
Wow, man, you're a weird cat, Mike, and weird is good. In your case, weird is good. Mike in the Bay. Rack that call, Alvin. Wore Justin Turner having too much fire crotch on his face? Bro, you didn't go there. Bro, you didn't just say that. JT, you're a SoCal guy. I'd love to have him on the show. Well, I've been trying to and have wanted to have him on for a long time. That's not going to help my cause. Because somebody's going to run back to JT. Hey, JT, you know what Rome said? Again, Rome didn't say it. I can't stress this enough to any athlete or coach or GM or owner or anybody who gets mentioned or referenced on this show. I will own anything that comes out of my mouth. I will own anything that's my opinion. I did not say war Justin Turner having fire crotch on his face. I didn't. Yes, it happened on my show, but I didn't say it. Don't go running that back to him like I said it. Because I didn't say it. Laker fans feeling it. Rome, what a great day to be a Laker fan. You got one of arguably the best players of a generation on the decline of his career with maybe a few good years left, a max late 20s big man who's injury prone, and the potential to sign another max player. Great. You better hope to God you get Kawhi or Kyrie, because you just gave up the rest of your team and your future banking on the fact that the third superstar is coming to your team. Keep holding your breath, Laker fans. Matt in Poland Springs via Cancun. All right, again, you know, if you're looking for some crazy lava-like hot take from me, you're not going to get it. I'll ask a valid question. Are they better served going all in trying to get that third superstar, trying to get that max guy? Because they just busted their ass to clear out enough space to make a run at a third superstar, a max guy. Two-part question. Are they better served trying to sign that max guy, or would they be better served doing it more like Toronto did it? With load management, taking care of your stars, preserving them during the regular season, and building out depth on your roster. What do you say? To hell with that. We're LA. We're the Lakers. We've been the worst team in the NBA for the last 6 years. The window's about to slam shut. LeBron's got crazy mileage on him. Oh, and by the way, LeBron, thanks a lot for that invite to Space Jam. Yeah, I'm bitter about that. That didn't come. Do you have a guy who's 35, coming off a major injury that he's never had before, and with significant miles on him? You know that window's going to slam shut. And then you've got AD. Do you go all in with a third star, and then you have Kyle Kuzma and maybe eight other scrubs? Is that the way to contend for a championship? Or do you try and spread that bet? And maybe, I mean, I don't know, wacky me, maybe you bring back D'Angelo Russell, because that wouldn't be weird. Maybe you bring him back, get him more cheaply, and then you have some extra money. And even if you can, even if you decide that you want that max player, can you convince a max guy to come in? Listen, he may be open to a meeting. Kawhi ain't coming. He may meet with you. There's no way he's going to leave Toronto to join a 35-year-old LeBron and AD when he's the best two-way player in the game right now, a two-time world champion. That guy's going to come here and be a third option. Sure, he's not. And you want Kyrie? Yeah, because that went so well with LeBron the first time around. Oh, yeah, but he's wiser. He knows that the grass is greener. Sure, he doesn't. You think Kyrie is the answer? Come on. Jimmy Butler. Yeah, I know, I know. Jimmy Buckets has always wanted to be a Laker. How do you think a guy as headstrong as Jimmy Butler is going to fit in there? You think he wants to be option number three? It's going to be really interesting. Hey, at least they gave themselves a chance, though. Which I could say, you know, 5 minutes ago when they were that dumpster fire and they had no chance whatsoever, I actually like it. They're in the hunt. They're in the conversation. And it's a much better conversation. Like, they're always in the conversation, but for all the wrong reasons. Now it's a much better conversation. Who's going to take their money? They're walking around like Kawhi already said yes. You know, this thing about, well, they made that deal with the Wizards and Anthony Davis gave back his money from his trade kicker. Therefore, they must know somebody's coming. The Lakers and Laker fan are walking around here like they not only got Kawhi, they already won next year's championship. It's extremely arrogant and Laker-like to be acting like that. I mean, congrats, you did move some pieces around. You gave yourself a chance. Now you need to convince somebody to take your money. You've had money before and nobody who mattered wanted it. So what do you say before you take another victory lap and you plan another parade and you burn anything else? Why don't we see somebody actually say yes and take that money? Somebody who matters. When we return, I like it. I like the day that I bounce. Good phone calls come in. It's a good thing. Also, I want to talk about the Mets. One of the reasons why I am bouncing. Curtis and Morrow Bay, I guess I got to tie a bow on this thing, right? Do I owe him an apology? A lot of you are looking for apologies this week for some reason that none of you deserve, except maybe Curtis. Curtis may get one. Jeff and Southfield, you're not getting one. You got what you deserved already. Stop complaining about the outcome of the smack off. I know it's what you do every single year, but there's no reason to. The best guy won. The guy who came in second admitted as much. All right, time for a sport.
Live from Southern California, This is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
At GNC, they set the standard for quality innovation and superior products. Plus, if you're not 100% satisfied, they will gladly give you a refund. And if you find a lower price, they will match it. That's shopping for the well of it. GNC. Live well. Visit GNC.com or a store for details. This quick one-line email sets up my next take. Jim, as predictable as the Canadians melting down in the smack-off, the Mets once again blow a lead and lose on a walk-off home run. Just don't talk about it. Jason Vargas could be listening, bro. Jeremiah in Greenville. Great point. So as most of you know, I am on vacation after this show for a week. And I hate to be that guy who counts down the minutes to the final clock punch. But I can't remember a time where I wanted to get away from sports and talk radio or sports talk radio more than I do right now. Now, trust me when I say what I just said, it's got nothing to do with you. Nothing. It's got nothing to do with my bosses. Nothing. It's got nothing to do with the XR4TI. Nothing to do with the early wake-up calls. Nothing to do with the long days. None of that. Because I'm great with all of that. Great. It's got everything to do with the New York Metropolitans baseball team. A team that's laid its own boot on its own throat for five straight days now and has not let up for a second. They're looking to choke themselves out. The only thing that can keep me from having to talk about them again is straight up abandoning this post for a week, because last night's historic choke job unfortunately cannot be ignored. And believe me, I want to. The last thing I want to do sitting here in Southern California is talk more about the Mets, but I've got no choice. Now, quickly, before I get to the present day and the latest meltdown, why don't we go back to Sunday and get properly caught up on this gruesome war novel that we're reading. Sunday night after their 17th blown save of the year, manager Mickey Callaway, mother bleeps a reporter, tries to kick him out of the clubhouse right before Jason Vargas threatens to knock the same reporter the hell out. Then Monday, Mickey Callaway cites Billy Martin punching a beat writer as an example of competitive spirit and the way things have always been. Forgets to say he's sorry, then has to double back and bring the media back 30 minutes later to regurgitate or vomit some forced apology on record. All while Jason Vargas took 21 seconds to refer the assembled journos to a team-issued statement about his role in the incident. Right, so that was the day after. Nothing good. Monday night, the Mets give up 13 runs in a loss while a report drops that sports agent turned first-year GM Brody Van Wagenen has texted in pitching moves from home during a game, reportedly. So you've got a manager, mother bleeping a reporter, you've got a starting pitcher threatening to knock that bleep out, and you've got the GM calling in pitching changes. Check that. Texting in pitching changes, allegedly from his home. All that by Monday. Tuesday, the Mets dropped their third straight, a game in which they led by 3 runs after the 6th. Wednesday, they blow a 4-0 lead and lose their 4th straight game. And that whole Vargas thing will not go away. And then Vargas, who pitches and talks about it for the first time since, refuses to apologize for a second time, but insists on telling the media that not all the information about Sunday night's confrontation is out there. Naturally, the media says, oh, really? There's more information that we don't know? What is it? And then he says, nah, I'm not going to get into that. He refused to elaborate on the additional information and said it was over. Total bag move. A bag move. But totally expected from that guy and that team. All of which brings us to what happened last night. The series finale against Philadelphia, in which the Mets were staring down a 4-game sweep and their 5th straight loss. And they did not blink. Trailing 1-0 in the top of the 9th, Todd Frazier clutches the hell up, jumps ship, puts the Mets on top 2-1, and it looks like they have finally stopped the bleeding. especially two batters later when they add an insurance run. And they head into the ninth, three outs away from snapping that horrible losing streak that's been running parallel to that horrible dumpster fire inside their clubhouse. Callaway gives the rock to last year's All-Star, 57-game closer, Edwin Diaz. Eddie walks the first batter he faces. And then this happened.
In the air to left center field.
Back
on it is McNeil. It is gone! Two-run home run! We're tied up at three.
Michael Franco, game-tying two-runner. Blown save number 18 for the Mets. But even then, the game wasn't over. Not even close. Because after Franco went deep to tie that game, Eddie Diaz gave up a walk. And then a single before this happened.
Out to left field. McNeil going back. It is gone! Three-run walk-off home run for the Bills. Back-to-back nights, they win it. In their final at-bat, they win it 6-3. And look at this celebration.
For a team that has plumbed the depths this year, this is the abyss.
Take oh, no, that's the best. What you would call the abyss, I would call the best thing ever. Gene Segura, if you need him. The Mets jump ship in the ninth and go ahead by two runs, only to get walked off in the bottom. Ball game, thanks for coming, drive home safely. Eddie Diaz got the ball with his team up 3-1. He left the field with his team beaten 6-3. He threw 30 pitches, gave up two walks, a single, two dingers, and five runs. The only thing missing from that was Mickey Callaway saying, yeah, why don't you go ask the GM? He's the one who texted that in. He's the one who made the change. Mets just became, this is such a great stat, they became the second team in 35 years to get swept in a four-game series in which they led every game by two or more runs. The only other team bad enough to have that happen, you guessed it, the Mets, back in 2011. According to Tim Britton of The Athletic, the Mets had peak win probabilities of 68% Monday, 86% Tuesday, 95% Wednesday, 92% Thursday, and they lost all four games. The Phillies are crediting some lucky bamboo in the clubhouse for their winning streak. Van Smack is crediting the Mets. If this isn't as bad as it's going to get for the Mets this year, I seriously don't know if I am going to come back from vacation. Is it 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 noon Pacific yet? Unbelievable. Even for the Mets. That's incredible. All right, then. That's why I'm going on vacation. Not because of the grind. Not because of you. Not because of my bosses. Not because of my staff. Because of the Mets. Let's try Harrisburg. Jason. What's up, Jason? How are you?
Great, Jim. How are you?
Great.
Talk about bitter. Someone must have dumped a whole bottle of lemon juice in Jeff's chili when he wasn't looking, because I thought the smack-off was great, man. And before I take Mr. Automatic's advice and fight up, I've got to tell you that as soon as Vinnie Mac or Tyler in Edmonton got run, it was automatically the best smack-off ever. Hey, Ty, for a guy who's pretty damn good at everything, you sure did put on a clinic about how to choke when it matters most. And Matt and Van going all ray-ray during his call was the icing on the cake. I guess what I'm trying to say, Van Smack, is that when I tasted the chili, burnt Canadian was my favorite flavor. The only disappointing thing about the whole event, though, was Mikey De La Scum's call. After making all that noise about how there was only one way he was going to call, and then calling in without a paying hack wingman would be like me booking a trip to Jupiter, Florida to get a happy ending massage, and then ending up just getting a massage. Hey, Mikey. Way to take what would be at worst good on any other day and make it a disappointment. You need to take a page out of the baseball playbook and try easier, man, because at this point you're your own worst enemy. And speaking of happy endings, Jim, it's been a while since you talked about Bob Kraft in the video of his old junk getting released. I heard some intel the other day that might explain the radio silence. It seems that the DA's office is trying to partner up with an adult film outfit so they can get the most bang for their buck when they do release the video. It looks like they're going to put it in theaters and call it Jurassic Pork.
That's not a good call. No.
You don't like that call.
I don't like that call. Not a very good call.
Jason. Jason in Harrisburg. Bro, that's why you're not in the smack-off either. Because, quote, Jurassic Pork is not smack-off worthy. And nor are you, Broham. 1-800-636-8686. He did make one prescient point. The Canadians have not been seen or heard from, have they? Tyler and Shrebbington, Matt and Van, both got run the day of the smack-off. One thing to finish outside the top 10, but at least you finish your phone call. Both got run that day. Jason just dancing on their graves, trying to get me to talk about Bob Kraft. The reason I'm not talking about Bob Kraft, aside from I don't want to talk about Bob Kraft and old man junk, there's nothing new to talk about. So you can't just come in here and try and bring up something that's not topical and wedge in a Jurassic Park reference.
Welcome to Jurassic Park.
Park. Park, Jason. Park. This is not a pulled pork sandwich. Park. Bro, I represent CBS Sports Radio. Three key letters there, bro. CBS. Stay classy. Let's try another one. Let's go to Arlington. Raider Mike in Arlington. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Van Smack, thanks for taking the phone call, and thanks for letting me follow that brilliance. You know, Jim, look, we're 32 days into the Richie Incognito era, and so far, dude hasn't dropped any racist slurs, shot anybody, nor chopped off any domes yet. I realize the risks of this guy. I realize the risks of bipolarism. You know, as a Raider fan, we went through that with Barrett Robbins. But like yourself, I am also a glass half full type of guy. You know, if Incognito can stay on an even keel with his meds, and Mike Mayock, he thinks he can, the Raiders get one of the best run blockers in the NFL, a Pro Bowler for his last 3 years, in which he started every game. And by the way, left guard was a huge position of need. Real quick, Van Smack, you know, the smack-off watch party in Dana Point, that thing was off the rails. Check it out. I walked into the place, fashionably late, by the way, and saw two Orange County Sheriff's deputies camped at the front door. So I says to the CEO, Pat, what's up with the bronze here? And he says, dude, it's Fabian's bodyguard. I guess Fabes had a 5-gallon bucket of iced down Modelos stashed in some bushes in the parking lot and had been liberally squeezing the grape since 7 a.m. Epic. That place, it was a festivus. Jim, I ran into a good friend of mine, John Chalesnik, the sports doctor, who worked back in the day with you at XTRA 690. He is a huge fan of yours and a huge fan of the show. Trapper, this dude was fired up. He was singing with the band, looked strong. The BIC was there, making the rounds like a boss, a true people's champ. Ran into the left, silk bra, Shea, Flowers, Copyright Hills, CEO Jim Benton, Coach Tom. Iray walks in, says, yeah, who's got an open tab? I mean, dude, Nick in Newport, Sean Hester, the list is endless. PHX, Nola Girl was there. She made the trip. It was a brilliant trip back home. And Jim, I capped it off Sunday by taking all that jungle karma and busting out my Don Drysdale number 53 throwback jersey, and I hit Chavez Ravine for another classic Dodger walk-off win in the old Earl Weaver style of baseball with the 3-run home run. Van Smack, enjoy your trip to the basement. That's all I've got for now. Thanks for putting me up. I am out of here.
Dude, he nailed it right on the post. Got out right on time.
And you know,
Raider Mike, repping Arlington. That was the best breakdown I've heard yet of what went down at Hennessy's. What a turnout. What an amazing turnout that was. All right, nice job. Appreciate you, Mike. When we come back, Patriots D lineman Lawrence Guy is my guest. Third hour's going to be busy. We've got that. We've got Alvin's week that was. The iconic week that was. I'm going to walk it off. Also, I want to get into one of the toughest guys in one of the most brutal sports I've ever seen. I'll get that in there next hour, too. Stay tuned.